up here at the fence at this pecan orchard a-shooting them, and they'd done shot them down to where they was laying on the ground a-fluttering. And they'd get up one and hold it up over the wire, and the other just shoot it and shoot it and shoot it. Just shoot it to bits. And I stood and watched them. I said, "Buddy, I've caught you again." I said, "Buddy, you were old enough to know better than that. Don't you know that the Lord doesn't want to forgive people for doing ugly things like that?" I said, "You're old enough to know better." I said, "Tell me you're ashamed, and you won't never, never do that no more." I said, "Because if you do, the Lord's going to tell me, and I'm going to find it out." And I think he got to think about that. He got to thinking that over when I told him the Lord was going to tell me about it. I sure did. And I didn't ever catch him anymore. But I caught him them two times right, you know, right out.
Well, I knew that you had caught him a lot, because one time my mother gave me two cats, and she said, "You can have these cats." And so they said, "Oh, Lord, that reminds me of Miss Daisy."
Yeah, I guess. And that stuck with him. It impressed him. It preyed on his little mind. Mm-hmm. He was old enough. Good Lord, he was 5 or 6 years old. He was plenty
old.
Yes, he was. And they just didn't shut the birds and the kiddies. And Buddy, I said, "Well, when that cut, I'm going to go home and I'm going to talk to the Lord about what you three boys are doing." See, there's two of the quick boys. And I said, "I'm going to talk to the Lord about it, man." I said, "If you better promise you're not going to do it anymore." Of course, I said, "If you do, the Lord's going to tell me about it." Way back to home, begin to think about that.
Yeah, I'm
I've had a lot of experiences of things in this world. If I told them, I wish I'd have started riding when I was knee-high to a duck. I said I'd have had books that'll make your eyes come out.
Did you ever keep an eye?
No, but I wish to Sam Hill I had, Miss Diane, because I'm telling you, of all my travels, there ain't many states that I haven't toured and worked in and all here and yon and what have you. I've met people from every angle of the globe and nursed, I reckon, every nationality that can be started. Now, you talking about somebody could write some histories, I can. I'm telling you. I nursed 4 years in Texas. Out there at them health resorts, they have 75 to 100,000 tourists every 12 months. And in them big hospitals out there, hotels, bath houses and places and all, you just meet them from all over the earth. And I'm telling you, brother. Miss Diane, you just ought to come visit me, and when I feel good and all, because
yeah,
I really, really could.
I'm going to take you up on that. I'm going to come back.
Well,
you
all right. Okie dokie. Because I really like to think. I ain't had much time to think back on them, but when I sit down and get to thinking back on them now, brother, I can tell you some hallucinating stories of people that I met and nursed and all these things. Yes, my many experiences in the world.
Well, I'm going to come back and see you one day.
Well, I hold you to that. Hope you will.
I will.
And I'll be just as black and dirty, I reckon, as I am right now.
You'll be facing that sale, Miss Estelle, again.
I'm telling you, now this is getting to be too much. Now she could do better than I could, because I was too bad. When I got back here, I was exhausted, because I'd been doing a lot of running, trying to overtake her. I'd go another way, get in front of her, because I wanted to get where I could see her.
Yeah.
And I listened in the woods. I called, and wasn't worth a call, but I hit the call because she couldn't hear me, but I would. I just hollered over there, and back over yonder where they tracked the fields, and I never did get on with the dogs. Never did.
Well, I'll let you back in the
day. Oh,